95 degrees, 105 degrees. Arizona Corporation Commissioners are debating just how hot is too hot when it comes to indoor heat. Over the summer, regulators instituted a moratorium on power shutoffs that came after a Sun City West woman died after her power was shut off on a 107-degree day. She owed $50 to her utility, APS. That moratorium was lifted earlier this month, and now the five commissioners are developing rules for utilities on the issue. Their working threshold for power shutoffs is 105 degrees, a temperature that's been met with criticism by activists like Stacey Champion, who wrote a letter to the commission this week calling for them to seek expert input on the new rules. This is an issue that's also been highlighted by the Phoenix New Times, and now at least one of those experts says he has been contacted on behalf of the Corporation Commission to offer his expertise. David Hondula is an assistant professor in the ASU School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning, and I spoke with him more about it earlier this morning.
Yeah, this is a really important issue for the Corporation Commission to be debating. We know that being inside your home without power is a dangerous situation in the summer. And there are statistics available to us from the County Health Department that give us some insight into how dangerous this problem can be. Over the last 11 years, more than 400 people have died from heat exposure in their home in Maricopa County. And of course, not every one of those cases is related to having one's electricity shut off, but some of them probably are. A few of those cases have been very well publicized. And I think we have an opportunity here to really more closely examine the problem, cross-referencing data sets between the health department and our utility to see if we can learn more specifically what the nature of that problem has been.
And you've done some of this, right, in terms of looking at the actual data. Did you come to any conclusions about what at least corporation commissioners should be taking into account when they make this decision?
We have looked a little bit at the health data to get a sense of how the risk of indoor heat death varies by temperature. And unfortunately, there's no magic threshold here that the Corporation Commission will be able to select. There's always a little bit of risk. And the question that they will have to consider is, what is their risk tolerance? Mm-hmm. Again, using the indoor heat deaths as a proxy for the total public health burden associated with having one's power cut off in the summer, or the threat of having one's power cut off, we see that above 105 degrees Fahrenheit, 70% of our indoor heat-related deaths happen. Mm-hmm. So if the Corporation Commission were to set the threshold at 105 degrees, you could reduce the risk by approximately 70%. Lower temperatures are associated with greater risk reductions. If we move down to 100 degrees Fahrenheit, we could reduce the risk by 88%. Move down to 95 Fahrenheit, we're approaching a 99% risk reduction.
So do you think this should be a blanket policy in the end that sort of creates a cutoff point like this, or do you think it should be more flexible?
Well, I think there are a lot of factors that we have not seen in the debate about this issue in the media yet. And I think we have a real opportunity here for a fuller and more public accounting of all of the costs and benefits that are associated with different options. One element that I've been thinking about recently is, how is a customer going to understand and interpret what the policy is? This summer was easier for customers to navigate, and that they knew that their power was not going to be shut off if they fell behind on their bills in the summer. That's pretty straightforward. If we move into a more complicated situation, even using the SRP model, where one doesn't have their power shut off on a heat warning day, that puts a little bit more of a burden on the customer to know if it's a heat warning day or not. Mm-hmm. We do think customers have a sense of when heat warning days are. We do a really good job in this community getting the message out when we have heat warnings in effect, but it's another element for them to think about. Then if we have even a more complex policy, like days with the temperature forecast to be above a certain number, that forecast will be for one location, that's even more complicated for a customer to keep track of. And I don't know that we have a good knowledge base yet to feel comfortable making that decision, to really know that customers will understand and be able to react to that policy. So I think there's more social science research that needs to be done in short order to really figure out how people could navigate some of these different options.
David, are there, to your knowledge, any other regulatory bodies around the country that have dealt with similar issues and can be a model for us, or can provide some sort of additional research model?
I think we're starting to get evidence, and I hope the Corporation Commission is doing some of this work themselves. For example, this idea has emerged recently that perhaps we would consider the heat index as a threshold. And I think that's an idea that comes from Southeastern and Mid-Atlantic climates that are more humid. where the humidity would be an important factor to take into account. So I believe that they are starting to survey the landscape. We see some evidence of different policies that sound like some of the ideas that are on the table, maybe using heat warnings as a cutoff, maybe using 95 degrees or 105 degrees Fahrenheit as a cutoff. I think those ideas are coming from elsewhere, but I think we've got a real opportunity here in Arizona to set the national best practice for bringing a bunch of different players to the table, think about this in a really comprehensive manner. And I mean, this is absolutely a conversation that Arizona should be leading. We deal with heat in a more severe manner than any other state in the country. We should have the smartest policies and programs for reducing public health risks associated with heat.
All right. David Hondula is an assistant professor in the ASU School of Geographical Sciences and Urban Planning. David, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks very much, Lauren.
We also reached out to the Arizona Corporation Commission, which confirmed it has reached out to health researchers at ASU and the Department of Health Services. A workshop with all interested stakeholders will be held in the future. In the meantime, a spokesperson for the commission says an emergency moratorium on shutoffs during the summer will remain in effect for APS and Tucson Electric.